Hi, Doug. It's Sarah calling from 98 Cool. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I am very excited for Monster Trucks this weekend.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
I know, right?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I love the show that we do in Saskatoon because it features tough trucks. And I have a real soft spot for tough truck racing. And so it's fantastic to see that, you know, I look so forward to Saskatoon because a dirt show with tough trucks, it's like everything you want. You know what I mean?
There's just something to the dirt when the trucks get out there.
That is so true. That is so true. You know, they say there's three stars in the show, right? There's the equipment, there's the drivers, and there's the track. You know, because when you get a good track, you know, that's like with good dirt, like Saskatoon has good dirt. When you get that good dirt, you get these great performances. And that's the thing that I'm looking so forward to. And especially when you could sculpt the tough truck track out of that dirt.
Well,
you know,
sure.
You gotta love it.
What's it like then to like MC something like this?
Boy. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, you're a professional announcer. And I say, really, I'm just a fan with a better seat. You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm more of a fan of the people than the equipment, if that makes sense. I mean, you know, I've been around Monster Trucks since their very beginning.
Yeah.
And you know, I've seen them grow and all the, you know, mechanical improvements and all that stuff. But it's the people that I find fascinating. I mean, if you think about it, you know, this guy on his weekend goes out, wrecks a 10,000-pound truck, you know, and then spends the rest of his week fixing it to do it again the next weekend. You know, like, but the people that are in the business is what I find fascinating. I mean, I've had friends, like Marvin Anderson as an example, is going to be in Saskatoon. I've known that guy for probably 30 years. And he had to retire at one time, you know, so he's a very good friend. I didn't see him that much. You know, he had to retire because of his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old trucks really beat you up.
Yeah.
And then the new technology enables him to be able to drive again. Like, you know, he has a custom built seat and special equipment and so on and so forth. But he's able to go out there and drive again. And so for me, you know, coming there to Saskatoon with a guy like Marvin and a bunch of the other people that are there, it's like a family reunion in a different city.
Oh, for
sure. And that's the part that I love. It's the people part of it are what really makes it happen. And of course, you know, the thing that I think that it is exciting about it is when I'm in an arena the size of like a Saskatell Center,
mm-hmm.
I can see people's faces.
That was going to be my next question.
I can walk around that arena and I can see their faces. And I like to be right down there in the dirt with everybody else. But I love to be able to look up into the audience and see people's faces, you know, and see the kids react, see the parents go, oh my God, you know, this kind of stuff. And then when you've got the things that we have in place, you know, with the types of drivers and so on that you've got, like Rockstar, you know, former world champion, and Marvin, who's been a 5-time Canadian champion. You've got Keith Sayers, who held a world record in freestyle motocross. You know, all of these kinds of things. You've got some great stories, as you can imagine. And that's what I love to do, is to tell the audience those stories as we go along, you know. And so I think that's the thing that really, at the end of the day, you know, I guess anybody could come down there and say, next up is Rockstar.
Yeah.
But to go, did you know that Rockstar got his butt kicked last weekend by this other guy? I watched this happen and it was horrible. You know, like this kind of stuff. I love that part of it, you know, because that's the part that makes it such fun.
Well, it's so exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any advice for a parent who's taken their 4-year-old to their first Monster Truck show?
Make sure you got hearing protection. And you know, not so much because, like, they'll lose their hearing. That's not really it. But as you can imagine, I mean, if a kid, you can explain this to a 4-year-old, but when you hear that truck start, you know, the first time, it's like, holy crap, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember my kids, you know, they're like well into their 30s now, but my kids, when we used to go, you know, I used to tell them, like, put your hands over your ears, because we didn't have any hearing protection.
Yeah.
But if you've got anything like earmuffs of some type, you know, that would be the best thing. And you can even use, like, headphones, you know what I mean? But ideally, it's something that, and you can buy, you know, like, earmuffs and things like that there. But just be conscious of the first time that it starts, you know, that he's going to be like, holy crap, right?
And so
you want to make sure that he's kind of ready for that. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you don't only hear it, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the whole world feels like it's rumbling, you know, when those guys are going. And at the beginning of our show, we do this thing called a hot lap, where you've got seven monster trucks all running at the same time, ripping around that track. I mean, it is a cacophony of noise. But it's not necessarily damaging. I mean, you know, but I think the thing is it scares the crap out of them, and then it's no fun. You know, if they're like terrified, whereas if they're like, ooh, it's going to be noisy, and then they've got, you know, these earmuffs or whatever, you know, they can hear the noise, but it doesn't like overwhelm them. That's when you get those kids that are just like bouncing in the seats, right? And that's what I love, is the little ones up there, you know, waving a souvenir and jumping around. And then, of course, at the pit party, you know, we bring the young one to the pit party, because they get to see the trucks up close.
Ooh.
And the thing with that is that when you stand a four-year-old beside a monster truck, this thing's like a building, you know, to them, right? Yeah. Like, it's amazing. But the drivers, again, I come back to the people, these drivers do love the fans, and they will spend that whole pit party signing autographs and talking to fans, and so getting pictures taken, all that kind of stuff. And the one thing that happens there, and you can see it with kids, is once they get over the, holy crap, that's a really big truck, right? You know, that kind of thing. And then they start to look at the bodies and then the drivers, right? So they kind of end up picking out their favorites. And that's always fun, too, you know, when you've got, let's say, you know, oh, we want the former Canadian champion to win. We're going to cheer for Marvin, you know, or Rockstar, you know, or Jason, you know, who beat him last weekend. You know, these kind of things like that. That's when you start to see the fans come up. And there's, of course, one guy there who every kid loves, which is a guy who drives Spitfire. And Spitfire is a dragon that spits fire.
Ooh.
So, So I mean, the big thing is it's really not so much you're watching the show, but more it's experiencing it. And the big thing is when you're excited about it, did you see him do that? Go, oh, wow, that was amazing. You know, this kind of, oh, too bad he didn't get that wheelie or whatever it happened to be.
Yeah.
You know, when you act like that with them and you kind of teach them to cheer, it's quite funny. Because by the end of it, they are diehard fans.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, they know everything. You know what I mean? And they'll be at home playing with trucks and, you know, all that stuff, right? You know? So the thing that I think is fun about that is it's the experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that you come out there, like, as a family group or, you know, however that is. In Saskatoon, there was a couple. I mean, I've done this show for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple that used to sit in the front row in the same seats for every show, like for three shows. And they did that for years. Then the wife passed away, and the husband came and sat in that seat with the empty seat beside him for a number of years, right?
Yeah.
So it was quite something.
Is there anything else that you want to add that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, I think the idea being is that if you've got the basics of the show, you know, with the idea that you've got monster trucks, which is, you know, obviously freestyle motocross, guys jumping motorcycles in the air. We've got tough trucks, which are like weekend warriors ripping around that dirt track. And we've also got mini monsters. And that's a very cool thing for kids to see.